This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
How much we as taxpayers pay for prisons is one thing. You can measure it and affect it with policy to some extent. But when a loved one goes to prison, finances can change overnight. Vita Ajamu and her family have been dealing with this for 23 years. Ever since her brother was convicted of a federal conspiracy with intent to distribute and distribution of crack cocaine, with a mandatory minimum life sentence later reduced to 30 years.
My name is Vita Ajamu, and I live in Memphis, Tennessee. I am the sister of Robert E. Shipp. My brother is incarcerated, and he has been incarcerated since 1993. At the age of 20, my brother was indicted and charged with a crack conspiracy. In 1994, he was sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. This was Robert's first drug offense, and he doesn't have a violent history. So there was much money spent for legal fees. Robert had two attorneys. And then you're talking about clothes for court, for the trial, you know, in all these different things. And then time off work for my father, time off work for my stepmother. My father was just like, I don't know what to do. We've paid all of this money and he still got a life sentence. Well, the thing about it is, it didn't matter how much money they paid. What they didn't realize, based on the mandatory minimum laws, that he was going to get the sentence no matter what. A lot of inmates, they suffer because they don't have families or friend support. And they lose touch with them. We love Robert so much, we sacrifice. You have to pay for the travel, the gas, or the flight. You're paying for food. You're paying for photos. When I think about the money that I've spent, even the sacrifices of trading vacations, and that's the vacation, sadly enough, you know, that's thousands of dollars. So when I think about my entire family, it's tens and thousands of dollars easily. Because we're talking over a 23-year span. My father, it had been really hard for him to visit my brother. And he would visit and he would cry and he would really get sick. He went to visit Robert in May of 2012, along with my stepmother, my sister, and one of Robert's childhood friends. When he got to the prison, they checked him in and they look at your license and they look you up and they said to him, your license are expired. You can't visit him. They had driven from Chicago to Hazleton, West Virginia. In a rush to leave home, my father, he had just had his license renewed. He grabbed his license off of his dresser, and he had both on there, the expired license and the new license. The one that he put in his pocket was the wrong license. They said, well, I'm sorry, you can't visit him. It had been a few years since he had seen Robert because Robert had been so far away. So my father had to sit in the hotel for 3 days and not visit my brother when everybody else went to visit. He cried and cried and cried, and he never recovered from that.
Robert Shipp is scheduled to be released from prison in November 2019. He's missed the deaths of his father and other family members and the births of his three grandchildren. As their father was dying, Vita made him a promise.
I said, I will never stop fighting for his freedom. And that soothed him, and it calmed him. 3 hours later, he died. Does it weigh on me? Yes, it does. Will I ever give up on my brother? No, I will not.
If you have a story to share about the criminal justice system and how it's affected your economic life, get in touch. You can email us, weekend@marketplace.org, or leave us a message on our voicemail. It's 1-800-648-5114.